Hey, hey! It's me, Natalia of the Living Dead, back again with another haunted location adventure. The plan is simple. I visit eerie, spine-tingling places, document my experiences, and then leave it up to you to decide, haunted or hoax. Last week's location was a total flop. Yeah, dookie as you all voted, but I've got high hopes for this one. Today, I'm investigating a secluded log cabin deep in the heart of the Canadian wilderness. I can't spill the exact location, a promise to the owner and all that, but if you're clever, you might piece it together. Now, picture this. An isolated cabin swallowed by an endless sea of towering trees. Not a single soul for miles, just the unrelenting wild pressing in from every direction. The cabin itself? Weathered and time-worn, its wooden panels cracked and peeling like it's been keeping secrets for decades. And instead of diminishing its charm, those imperfections only add to its haunting allure. It stands alone, forgotten, waiting. And I plan to find out why. Armed with nothing but a flashlight and my trusty Ouija board, I'm staying until morning. No matter what happens, I'm not living without real, undeniable proof of the paranormal. Okay, listeners, I'm inside. The air is thick with dust and it smells like damp wood and something older? There's barely any furniture left, just a rotten table and an overturned chair. And a fireplace filled with charred wood that looks like it hasn't been touched in decades. But the real reason I'm here, the legend. Do you hear that? Probably just the house settling. Right? Alright, history lesson time. The cabin was built in 1904 by a man named Elijah Carrington, a trapper who lived alone. Until he didn't. The story goes that one night he brought something back from the woods. Something that wasn't human. Days later, his neighbors found the cabin empty. No sign of him, no struggle, just gone. His wife wasn't touched. She lived, but something touched her as she slept. Touched her in biblical sense, if you know what I mean. Okay, well, that's not creepy at all. Okay. After his disappearance, all male owners would disappear, but never the female ones. Instead, women are often accosted at night, stripped, and taken often against their will. That's what drew me here, of all places. I don't expect anything to happen, but, you know, I'm curious. I wonder what it would be like to be molested by a spirit. I'm laying out my Ouija board now on the floor. And of course, we can't do this without candles. Oh, I'm so excited about this. You know, if there's some kind of entity here who fondles the girls here, I just want it to be aware that I'm more than willing. If it wants me, all it has to do is take me. Can you hear me, entity? My name is Natalia of the Living Dead. You're on my vlog right now. Do you have anything you want to tell the audience at home? I just felt breath on my neck. I'm not kidding! No, that was real. Oh, don't stop. Come on, don't be shy. I came all this way just for you. Are you watching me right now? Y-E-S. Good. Then show yourself. Oh, the candle just went out. I feel you. You're close, aren't you? Fuck. You're really here, aren't you? I can feel your breath on me. Hot like lava. You don't play fair, huh? Okay. I relit the candle so I can see. Now, let's see here. What are you, creature? I-N-C-U-B-U-S. I'm not moving the board, people. I swear, I'm not moving the planchette. This is crazy. I've never gotten results like this before. Are you an incubus or is that your name? Tell me what I should call you, entity. M-A-S-T-E-R. Wow. I didn't expect that. Master, is that what you want me to call you? I don't usually submit so easily, but for you, maybe I'll take an exception. You're still watching me, aren't you? Y-E-S. Then show me what a real master can do. What? What's happening to me? My hands. They're moving and I'm not doing it. I'm trying to stop, but I can't. My hands. They're unbuttoning my top and are stripping me of my clothes. I swear I'm not doing this. It's making me take the planchette. What do you want from me, Master? K-N-E-E-L-S-L-U-T. Are you calling me a fucking slut? It just pushed me onto my back. What? No. It's spreading my knees apart and... Oh my god! No, 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 no! Stop! Wait! Don't! No! What do you want? What are you... going to do to me? Are you going to hurt me, Spirit? Ouch! No! Don't open my legs like that! Stop! What the fuck are you doing? Oh my god! It's touching my clit. I can feel its cold fingers teasing my pussy. It feels so good. I can't stand how good this is. Fuck. You're torturing me. Please stop. I can't see anything, but I feel its hands on me. It's doing things to me that I don't fully understand. I don't understand what's happening to me. Don't stop. Wait. It's throwing me around like a rag doll. It's got me on my hands and knees. Oh my god! No! It's fucking me. Oh my god. Oh, it's so big. I can't believe how big it is. Oh, it's stretching me. It's gaping me. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. But it feels so good. I'm coming. Fuck. Oh god, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I need to get out of here. Something's wrong with me. I feel so weak. So powerless right now. Like I could fall asleep any moment. Did that thing drain me? Please, let me go. I need to go, guys. I don't think this thing is going to let me go without a fight.